Sing a long song, come sing along. Sing a long song with me. It'll make you smile if you sing for a while. Sing a long song with me. Everybody now sing a long song, come sing along. Sing along a song with me. It'll make you smile if you sing for a while. Then sing a long song with me. Yom Kippur reminds us that it's Atonement Day. We are sorry for the thoughtless words we often say. Everybody now sing a long song, come sing along. Sing a long song with me. It'll make you smile if you sing for a while. Sing a long song with me. Yom Kippur's a time that we can begin once again. Go to someone we have heard and say, come, let's be friends. So let's all sing a long song. Come sing along. Sing a long song with me. It'll make you smile if you sing for a while. Then sing a long song with me. I'm glad you listen to my song. I hope it made you smile. Whenever you're down, just come around. We can laugh and sing for a while. So let's all sing a long song. Come sing along. Sing along a song with me. It'll make you smile if you sing for a while. Then sing a long song with me. Everybody now sing a long song. Come sing along. Sing a long song with me. It'll make you smile if you sing for a while. Then sing a long song with me. Okay.
We ask one thing of God at this time, that we can all dwell together in this beautiful space, in the house of God. Shivti bevet Adonai kol yamei chayai, all the days of my life. So we are grateful for being here together in this beautiful space.
Hachachalti me'et Adonai otah.
Try that with me.
Achachalti be'et Adonai otah avakesh.
Shivti be'et Adonai.
Shivti be'et Adonai kol yemei chayai latazot beno. Let us all
benoha Madonai ulevake behekadosh. Let's try something easier that everyone can sing. This goes, return again. Let's try this again. Return again, return again, return to the land of your soul. I want to hear everyone sing. Try it. Return again, return again, return to the land of your soul. Return to who you are. Return to who you, what? Return to what you are. Return to where you are, born and reborn again. Again. Return to who you are. Return to what you are. Return to where you are, born and reborn again. Return again. Return again. Return to the land of your soul. Try it with me, everyone. Return again. Return again. Return to the land of your soul.
Chatima Tova. Welcome to Yom Kippur 5783. So I hope that we spend the next 24 hours. This is considered in Jewish tradition as one long day of prayer. So I hope we spend a lot of time praying and contemplating and trying to get closer to God. That's the point of spending the next 24 hours together. So I'll tell you a little story about trying to find God, trying to catch a glimpse of God. There was once a princess who never cried because there was no reason for her ever to cry. She always got what she wanted. She was the princess. One day she told her father, you know, the one thing I haven't gotten in my life yet is I haven't gotten to see God. Take me to God. So the king called his chief of laws, law and order, what we might call today the attorney general. But he could only show her a book of laws and regulations. Then her father called the treasurer. But he only showed her a room filled with gold. Finally, the king tried to find God himself, but he never searched for God either. He never thought of God. And so he didn't know how to find God. So he went outside the palace, and he bumped into an old man planting a fruit tree. And when the king asked if the old man could live long enough to enjoy the fruit of the tree, the man responded, I hope so, God willing. So the king heard God willing and asked the old man if he could show God to the princess. The old man agreed, and he asked the king to bring the princess to him. And so the princess went reluctantly to this old stranger who she had never not only met before, but she never met anybody like him before. She only met really very privileged people. So he took her. He was in a small little shabby cottage. And when he took her to this shabby cottage, when she came in, she saw a very young girl there who was very poor, but she was smiling from all corners of her face. But she didn't get up, as the princess was used to people getting up whenever she walked into the room. The little girl stayed seated, but she was very happy and was smiling. And the princess discovered that the reason the little girl didn't get up is because she couldn't walk. She was sick. So the princess quickly left the cottage and the old man, and she went back to the palace. When they reached the palace hall, she called for the old man. The old man came to her, and he said, are you ready? She responded, ready for what? She had been so busy thinking about the young girl that she saw that she had totally forgotten about what she wanted from this old man. So the old man smiled. Are you ready? He said to the princess to meet God, and he took out a mirror, and he held a mirror in front of her face. Then he said, "Now close your eyes, hold up the mirror, and look deep into your heart." The princess closed her eyes, held up the mirror, and all of a sudden, huge tears began flowing down her face. These were unfamiliar to her. She had never cried before. There was never a reason for her to cry. "Why are you crying?" asked the old man. She said, "You know, I realize now I've been selfish my whole life. Until I saw this poor little girl who was sick and couldn't even walk." She put the mirror down and then she opened her eyes. "Sir, do you think it would be helpful to her if I brought her some soup or if I brought her some toys to make her feel good? Do you think that would help?" Now, the old man smiled. He took the mirror from her hand, put it away carefully, and said to her, "Now you have seen God." May we be sealed this year in the Book of Life, and maybe with a lot of focus and concentration, maybe we ourselves can catch a small glimpse of the eternal and the Almighty God. Chatima Tova.
Gemar Chatima Tova. Shana Tova, everyone.
Shana Tova, Rabbi.
That was not very Shana Tova.
You
think we can do better?
No. Right. Shvach.
Yeah, we do. Okay, let's try again. Shvach.
Shvach Tova.
Okay, so let's try again. Shana Tova, everyone. That's
getting
right.
Better,
if you're going to have the spirit, it's going to be now after you had a beautiful dinner and you know, all that good stuff. We're going to begin this evening on page 18 in your prayer book with the Kol Nidre prayer. And we begin Yom Kippur apologizing for what we have done wrong by stating that from today until next year's Yom Kippur, we are going to continue to make mistakes, and we are going to continue to atone for them. This sacred and solemn day begins not by us asking for forgiveness for what we have already done, but by acknowledging that there are going to be more missteps over the coming year. Kol Nidre sets the tone on this day of atonement, reminding us that the journey we are on today is forever ongoing. And we will not complete the process of teshuvah in a mere 24 hours. Frankly, I think it's a relief to be reminded that we will continue to make mistakes, to be told and reminded that we are supposed to be imperfect. What a comfort to be among other people who recognize that we are all going to miss the mark, no matter how much we try not to, and that we are still going to try and continue to improve. So we're going to stand together for this prayer with our Torahs in front of us, and it will create a Beit Din, a Jewish court, while we listen to the Kol Nidre prayer, and we will reflect on the courage it takes to keep trying to be better, on the reality that we will continue to make mistakes, and the strength we gain from being part of the Jewish tradition. And to hold our Torah for us, it is my honor to call up Michael Kestenbaum and Mila. Page 18.
Oh,
Yom Kippurim ze ad Yom Kippurim haba
We remain standing and we turn to the Baruch Hu on page 22. Together on the bottom of 24, the English of Ma'ariv Aravim. Blessed are you, Adonai. Your great name fills the universe with majestic might. Your word creates twilight and dusk as your wisdom opens the gates of night. Your discernment separates the changing seasons and causes the passage of time. The stars arrayed across the sky reveal your design. You roll out the cycle of darkness and light, shaping day and night. You sweep away day and carry the world into nightfall, setting day apart from nighttime. You are God of all we can perceive and all that is beyond our perception. Living, eternal God, be our sovereign to the end of time. Baruch atah Adonai Hama'ariv Aravim. Before we begin the Shema on page 28 and then straight into the Ve'ahavta, I'm going to invite up some of our sixth graders who are going to help us in leading this prayer. Grayson, Lawson, Alexis, Simone, Stella, you guys can come on up if you're ready.
So we have a special melody just for the High Holidays for the Shema. And we'll do that, and then we'll do what we know that's a little bit more familiar from our... Come on, over the microphone. So we're going to do first the traditional melody, and then we'll go into the one that you all know from religious school. You ready? One, two. Shema Yisrael. Come on.
Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael Adonai Adonai Echad.
Yeah, Hafta is on page 30.
One, two, three.
Ve'ahavta
to your kids. Speak of it with them. Remember it. And do them. Be holy. Adonai Eloheinu Emet. Great job. Proud of you.
Pretty soon, Cantor Singer, they won't even need us.
What?
We won't need to be here. They're all just going to leave the service.
Oh, yeah. Take my job, please.
There we go. We continue with Micha Mocha on page 40, and we invite up from our fifth grade, Asia, Rogan, Amelia, Ryan, Julia, and Eliana.
So we're going to start with the melody for the holidays, and then the one we do for religious school. You ready?
Mi kamocha ba'inim Adonai, mi kamocha ne'edar b'kodesh, nora ve'irot oseh fene.
Malchutecha, ra'u banecha,
ra'u.
Kayam
lifne mose umiryam zeri anu ve'ameru
Adonai imlo
Adonai imlo ve'olam va'et.
Clap your hands together. Yalai lalai lai yalai lalai lai yalai lalai lai yalai lalai. Like Miriam, yalai lalai lai, with timbrels.
Yalai lalai lai, yalai lai, yalai lalai lai.
Mi kamocha
v'alim Adonai, mi kamocha ne'edar v'kodesh, Torah tehillot osef tehneh, Torah tehillot osef.
Everyone now,
yalai, 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 y
lullaby. If that's not joy and freedom, I don't know what is.
That is joy and freedom. We'll continue on page 46 and we rise.
Now all we ask of God is to open our lips. Let's give it a try. Try opening your mouths to give praise to God together. Little louder now. Yalalai. Open your lips, everyone.
A child wandered in the woods so often that her father became worried. The father asked, "Why do you go to the woods so often?" The child replied, "To find God." The father reacted, "But God is the same everywhere, in the forest and right here at home." The little girl explained, "But Father, I am not the same everywhere." Here we are in a special place dedicated to prayers. Look around you, look beside you, one side, the other side, behind you, in front of you. You are surrounded by your community, and all of us are joined together in this time of the year where we pray the deepest things that we have in our hearts in the still small space inside of ourselves, that holy spark. We draw upon that, each one of us, as we recite our prayers. And so this particular prayer, the Amidah, is one in which we each can find our own way to talk to God and to join in with generations and generations of prayer. So we take a moment of silent prayer to ask God or tell God about the deepest things from our hearts. When you are finished, you can be seated, but take your time. With our personal prayers complete, we take a moment to pray for peace and wholeness for ourselves, for our community, for our family, and for the world, and to help us in Oseh Shalom, which can be found on page 81. I'm going to invite up some of our fourth grade students, Tate and Lena, Scarlett, Cora, and Jake. Come on up. Thank you.
Oh, say shall the King of
sing on the Bema. That's great. So beautiful.
Asking for forgiveness, it's really hard, right? It's hard. And it's not hard because we have to ask someone else to accept our apology. No, it's hard because it means that we have to admit that we were wrong. Some people don't like to do that. Sometimes we might lie or stretch the truth or cover up things just to avoid admitting that we did the wrong thing. Because admitting our imperfections and admitting our faults feels shameful. We have to admit first to ourselves that we messed up, and sometimes we also have to admit that it wasn't an accident. It's hard to see ourselves as imperfect. It's hard to accept our failings, hard to admit that someone else was right and we were wrong, hard to be honest when we know our misdeeds hurt or upset someone we love, and yet Yom Kippur commands us to do just that, to spend a whole day admitting our misdeeds. First to ourselves, then to God and our loved ones. What is interesting is that admitting our misdeeds and mistakes and missteps is actually the focus of our prayers, of our liturgy on this holiday. We spend a great deal of time talking about all of the things we did wrong and very little time discussing forgiveness. Why would we not be as focused on the forgiving part as we are on admitting our wrongdoings? Well, there's a story about that. There is a story about a student who went to their rabbi to better understand the Talmud. They hadn't studied much of the Talmud, and they were confused about how this Jewish text worked. So they went to their rabbi to understand the special ways that we find conversations happening in the Talmud. Imagine this situation, the rabbi said to the student. Two people come down a chimney. One comes out clean, and one comes out dirty. Which one washes themselves? What do you think? The clean person or the dirty? Who's going to wash themselves? What do you guys think? The dirty person? Yeah? So the student thought and responded, well, it's obvious, isn't it? The dirty person will wash themselves. I'm not so sure, the rabbi replied. The dirty person would look at the clean person and assume that they are also clean. The clean person, though, would look at the dirty person and assume that they are also dirty. So the clean person then would go wash themselves. Before the student had time to respond, the rabbi spoke again. If two people come down a chimney and one comes out clean and one comes out dirty, which one will wash themselves? If they walk over to the wash bin and there's a mirror, the clean person sees that they are clean and the dirty person will see that they are dirty and the dirty person will wash themselves. The student gave the rabbi a puzzled look and the rabbi spoke again. If two people come down the chimney and one comes out clean and one comes out dirty, which one will wash themselves? Well, the student was even more confused. How many people are confused like the student is? Yeah, me too. Rabbi, said the student, I don't know how to answer your question. I'm so confused. I explained it one way the first time, and you said maybe the other way, and then you said maybe the other way again. So now I don't know the right answer. And the rabbi smiled. Well, maybe you aren't ready to study Talmud yet, because the answer is actually another question. How is it possible that two people come down the same chimney and one comes out clean and the other comes out dirty? The Talmud, the rabbi explained, spends most of its time asking questions because we must start with asking the right question before we can worry about getting the right answer. And so too it is with Yom Kippur and forgiveness. We must start with admitting what we did wrong, owning up to our mistakes and being honest about them to ourselves and others. The harder work is the focus it takes, because without it, we cannot ever find the answers and forgiveness we seek. But once we can truly admit our faults, then we can start to find forgiveness. We move into the Vidui prayer on page 82. And this prayer is actually a list of all of the ways that we could have made mistakes. Each kind of possible sin in an alphabet that we could have committed. The big ones and the small ones. Each one that takes us owning up to what we did and admitting that we are imperfect. So while we sing this prayer together, I want to encourage you to really think about what are the ways that you made mistakes. Not to ask for forgiveness just yet, but to think about what did you do wrong.
You hear that melody? Let's try it together. Again. Let's try it in English. Repeat after me. We're here today. We've come to pray. We thank you, God. On Yom Kippur Day. That's why we're here. On Yom Kippur, so we pray to you, so we pray to you.
Bottom of page 82. Of these wrongs we are guilty. We betray, we steal, we scorn, we act perversely, we are cruel, we scheme, we are violent, we slander, we devise evil, we lie, we ridicule, we disobey, we abuse, we defy, we corrupt, we commit crimes, we are hostile, we are stubborn, we are immoral, we kill, we spoil, we go astray, we lead others astray. When we think of the High Holy Days, what do we think of? Maybe it's the apples and honey from Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's the I'm sorry's of Yom Kippur. Maybe there is a particular prayer or passage that you connect to each year. For many people, the striking music of the High Holy Days is symbolic of this time of year. Many of the melodies that we sing are sung only during the High Holy Days. For many people, this next prayer, the Avinu Malkeinu, is one of those melodies. The Avinu Malkeinu, with its distinctive melody, is sung during the High Holidays, and for many, brings up memories of their own childhood High Holiday services. As we rise for the prayer on page 112, let the beautiful music, the beautiful voice of cantor singer help create a connection for this day.
Avinu Malkeinu, Koneinu Vaneinu, Koneinu Malkeinu, Avinu Malkeinu, Koneinu Vahaneinu, Kien Banu Masih. Aseh, Aseh Imanu, Tzedaka Vachesed, Tzedaka Vachesed. Aseh Imanu, Tzedaka Vachesed. Avinu Malkeinu, Koneinu Vahaneinu,
Good Yuntif, everyone.
Good Yuntif.
All summer long, we worried that you wouldn't be here. But I think you'll agree it's never felt better to see everyone here in the sanctuary and online. Aren't you glad you came tonight? Try that again. Aren't you glad you came tonight? Yes. Well, we're mighty glad you're here. Aren't you glad to be part of a Reformed synagogue where you can be proud to be Jewish and stand with Israel?
Yes.
Aren't you glad to have a Jewish home here in New York City?
Yes.
Me too. Thank you, Rabbis, Cantor Singer, and each and every one of you here tonight and online. You make our synagogue whole. And now I'm going to be blunt and a little short. As you know, membership dues alone don't cover our operating costs. We rely on the generosity of each and every one of you. And that is why this is the most important Yom Kippur appeal I'll ever give. This summer, we spent $2 million of our meager savings to seal our building, to close off the envelope, and to make our synagogue watertight. That's $2 million it took nearly a decade to squirrel away, and we've only repaired our north facade. More work needs to be done. You don't need to be an economist to understand this is not sustainable. We cannot pull from our reserves every time it rains, no pun intended. Look around the room. Look at our clergy. Look at the community we've built. We are a family. And even if we don't always see eye to eye on everything, we are here for each other in times of need. Our children are growing up here. We have grown up here and continue to grow as people. And therefore, I ask you, please give so we can stay the course and be there for our community and for people in need, so that when we see injustice in the world and people forced to flee their homes, we can come to their aid, lend them our support and our hearts. Rabbi Hirsch, fellow congregants, I'm proud of what we did for Ukraine, sending funds and supplies and running a mission to provide personal support and to bear witness. I'm proud of our emergency food program. Thanks to your support, this community was and will be here for those in need. We know what it's like to be persecuted and to be strangers in a strange land. But as anyone who knows, who's flown knows, we must secure our own oxygen masks before assisting others. So I ask all of you here and online, help us secure our oxygen mask. Please give and give generously to Stephen Wise Free Synagogue. If you can exceed the amount on your pledge card, please do. And if you can only afford a few dollars, we thank you. We need your help to continue to provide our wonderful programming for everyone in person and online, meet our operating expenses, and sustain our home. Every dollar counts. Thank you for allowing me to serve as our synagogue's president. Please ensure that this Yom Kippur appeal is a success. We will all be better off for it. I wish you all an easy fast, and may you be inscribed in the Book of Life. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I think we can all continue to also secure our oxygen masks by coming together and continuing to pray, and definitely by supporting this amazing community. Thank you, Steve. We will begin the concluding prayers of our service on page 116, and we rise for Alenu.
Alenu l'shabeach l'adon ha'ko l'tet idul al yotzeh breshi shelo asanu kegoye haratzot v'lo samanu kemishbechot adama shelo sam chelkenu kahem v'gorarenu כל המונם והרחנו פורים ומשתחרים ומורים דבני מלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא תבונות השמיים ויוסר הארץ מושב יתקרוב השמיים ממה Shira tu zo, mekonei roni, mu elohenu, eno de menalkenu, ekesulato, o katatu, betorato, mietatayom, mietatayom, kashimota,
to loved ones whom death has taken from us in recent days and those who died at this season in years past. Our hearts open as well to the wider circles of loss in our community and wherever grief touches the human family. If you are remembering someone at this time and would like to share their name aloud, I invite you to do so now. Zichronam Livracha, may their memories be for a blessing. Amen. On page 122. Yitgadal v'yikadash shemei rabah.
Amen.
V'yalma divrach yurte v'yamlich malchute v'chayachon uv'yomechon uv'chayei d'chol beit Yisrael ba'agala v'izman kari v'imru amen.
Amen.
Yehei shemei rabah mivrach le'olam omei omaya. Yitbarach v'yishtavach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnaseh v'yitadar v'yitaleh v'yitalal shemed kudusha b'richu leila uleila minchol birchata v'shirata tush b'chata v'nechamata da'miram b'yalma v'imru amen.
Amen.
Yehei shlama rabba min shemaya v'chaim aleinu v'ol kol Yisrael v'imru amen.
Amen.
Ose shalom b'mromav Hu ya'ase shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael ve'al kol yoshvei tevel v'imru amen.
Ose shalom
May the source of peace bestow peace on all who mourn, and may we be a source of comfort to all who are bereaved, and together we say, Amen. Please be seated. We will be continuing our prayer tomorrow morning. There is a variety of different things happening. Please review all of the different schedules. I believe it's even posted outside. And if you did not get to take home one of our paper bags to donate food to the food drive, you can do that still tonight and bring back some food tomorrow so that we can make sure that those of us who are fasting, that our food is going to those who need it, and for those who aren't fasting, that we are still helping to make the world a better place. I wish everyone a gemar chatzima tova. May we all be inscribed in the blessing, and we may all be inscribed for a blessing in the book of life, and may those of you who are fasting have a meaningful fast and a meaningful holiday for everyone. Cantor singer.
I hope you all return again in the morning. Return again.
Return again. Return again. Return to the land of your soul. Return again. Return again. Return to the land of your soul.
Turn your books in the back on your way out. We'll see you all again tomorrow morning.
Sorry. Well, next time I'll include you in the high holiday rehearsals with the choir, okay?